The statistics on sleeping coming up this half hour on the Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in Washington. Kenny Kessler is monitoring social networking at our various sites, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And the Twitter address is at Good Day Show, as you know. My name is Dudley Stephan, and I am here to monitor events that are going on today, here, there, and everywhere. I always like it when my computer freezes. Don't you love it when we are so wrapped up?
I wouldn't know what that's like. I had a Mac.
Oh, what does it mean when the line, instead of having your cursor go around, there's a line with about six little doodads off to the right of it? What does that mean?
I don't know. Let me look up the line with the little doodads running through it.
Yeah.
And the Windows is broken.
I moved it around to the right place, and it seems to be.
Yeah, genius.
Okay, I mean, yes, exactly.
You are a rocket scientist.
Bishy Kaboo. Did you ever use that when you were a kid? Abracadabra. When I wanted to be a magician, I was like Johnny Carson when I was small, and stayed that way when I was small. See, I'm still sort of stuck in my childhood. And in some ways, that's great. Other ways, not so hot. But in this circumstance, I'm remembering when I was a magician, when I ran around the house. You've heard me talk about running around the house as a chef with my underwear on my head. Well, I also used that same attire, Richie, to become a magician. And I had a magic wand, and I'd wave it around, and I'd say,
if your underwear was on your head, I don't want to ask what your magic wand was.
I think it was just a stick. I don't remember. A sunflower? I don't remember what it was.
Okay.
Abracadabra, bishy kaboo, I'm coming after everyone, just go boo. I used to say that. I didn't think it meant anything, but it sounded
so your rhymes when you were
abracadabra,
a kid,
bishy kaboo,
just like when you're now,
yeah,
an adult.
So, yeah, more or less, yeah. All right, so Syria, what more can we say about that? The president says, I'm going to act. Really? How are you going to do that? I think if President Obama does something without congressional approval, he ought to be impeached. All right, that's all I'm going to say about that. Next, the proof of the chemical weaponry is supposed to be something that will be published. People have gone done the work, and so there's some kind of white paper being produced today. Yada, yada. Let's see. Who's getting the money in the $765 million concussion-related deal? We talked about this at the beginning of the week. They made the deal yesterday. Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett and Super Bowl MVP Mark Rypien. Is that how you pronounce it?
Rypien.
Rypien, right?
Yeah.
Will be among the thousands of former players with concussion-related health problems receiving compensation under the agreement with the NFL. That sort of, it's Dorsett, not Dorsett, anyway, right?
Yes, Dorsett, yeah.
So what's his problem? I saw a football player that was in a wheelchair.
I'm not sure. I didn't know that Rypien was having issues. I saw him 10 years ago, and he seemed okay, but, I mean, who knows?
Only 10 years. Hello.
Right, yeah. I know that one of the reasons they kind of decided to take this settlement now is because of all the guys who won't be around in 5 to 7 years if they were to just sit there and battle it through the courts. The NFL could have been on the hook for $2 to $3 billion. But a lot of the players are in fairly dire straits, and it may only be around for another 4, 5, 3 years.
Take it, man, get the money and run.
So they figured, let's get what we can get now and help who we can help now.
Yeah. Next item on the hit parade here is a story about Tylenol. How many people have heard about Tylenol caps getting new warning labels?
Yeah.
Overdoses from
acetaminophen.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
You know that problem creates about 80,000 emergency room visits a year?
500 deaths a year.
500 people
a year OD on Tylenol.
Yeah.
How many Tylenols do you have to pop to OD on them?
I don't know. I don't take Tylenol. I don't take much of this stuff at all. And one of the reasons that I'm concerned about this, I want to put two and two together here. Actually, there are three adjuncts to this story. One of them has to do with the migraine headaches that a lot of people are suffering from. That's not a great sentence. The migraine attacks that knock you off your feet may also put you at risk of permanent changes in your brain. There's an analysis that has come out. Right. The potential for increased abnormalities in the signal-carrying white matter of your brain appears strongest among those who suffer headache warning symptoms like flashes of light, blind spots, tingling. This is something that came out this week in the Journal of Neurology. The migraine with aura sufferers were a couple of times more likely to have these anomalies than were non-migraine folks. So migraines, you better get them taken care of, and just popping a bunch of pills to make it go away isn't going to fix the problem.
I mean, a lot of people can't figure out what causes their migraines.
Well,
that's
they better
the problem
keep
with
going to the experts until they find out.
I will tell you, though, a friend of mine here at work who's had problems with fungal infection, that's what they finally figured out it was. He was having alopecia with his hair falling out.
Yeah.
And then they finally realized that he's had some kind of fungus running around in his body for the past 6-7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been on this strict diet.
Yeah.
And, I mean, vegetables and salads.
So he should have been eating anyway all along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just funny to look at the little things in him that it's fixed, unrelated to all the other stuff he was trying to fix.
Really?
So it just goes to show you that if you have some kind of extreme situation like migraine headaches, if you just totally strip your diet down to the basic good stuff, get rid of all the sugars and all of the
carbohydrates,
the carbs and all of the dyes in your food and whatnot, just do it for 3 or 4 months, most likely you can get rid of whatever's going on with you.
Cleanse your body. Okay, sort of in league with that, the story at DougStefan.com today, Richie, about those who think they're doing themselves a favor by having a salad at a fast food restaurant.
Sugar-coated salads?
Yeah, you wouldn't... if you think that a restaurant salad is a more nutritious and healthful option, it would make sense choosing that over a cheeseburger, let's say, or a regular hamburger, a pizza, that sort of thing. But the company Unreal Eats has explored the calorie and nutrition profiles of fast food salads to see if it's really possible to eat healthfully at some of the caloric restaurant chains. And although, in this story again, posted...
Well, it was yesterday because all the workers were on strike and you couldn't get any food.
Well,
that was the healthiest day of the year at those places.
By the way, there is... Now, you're worse than I am now. You throw that penny on the thing. I'm in the middle of the story and you're talking about something else that is only in a minor way related. So one thing at a time, please, pal. Let's finish the story about the restaurant chains and the food... the people at McDonald's, for example, are trying to convince you they've developed healthier menus. The nutrition content of the salads turns out to be the same as their counterparts without the health halo. In fact, in terms of calories and fat content, salads rarely fare much better than the unhealthy sandwiches and burgers that you associate with fast food restaurants. And so those of you who think because it's handy and cheap to go to a fast food restaurant, but you don't want the stuff that's normally on the menu, you are taking the plastic box there that has salads in it, supposedly. Entree salads are increasing in number, but they are just bad. Some of them cut up fried chicken, and they put them on top. They've got fat dressings that they put on top. So you're getting the same number of calories as if you're having a burger.
Well, in McDonald's, it's been fairly well known that they wash their lettuce in sugar water to make it taste sweeter.
Yum. All right, so anyway, as far as the strike yesterday, 50 cities, 1,000 stores across the country, crowds chanting, I use the example in New York, but there are plenty of other examples. The only reason I use the example in New York is because the people going in and out of McDonald's just said to the strikers, get the hell out of the way so we can go in and get our burgers. We don't care who's serving them to us.
Yeah.
And by the way,
you can be replaced so easily.
Of course they can. And by people who speak English. Many of the protesters were chanting in Spanish in New York City. So how does that work for you? It doesn't.
In New York City, it plays well, though.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. You really think so?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. We were talking about Tylenol. I wanted to, and I will do this, but did I say I was going to do it in this half hour? I don't have time to do a good job talking about what's happening with those who don't get a good night's sleep. In terms, some people take things like Tylenol to put themselves to sleep, but there's some other stuff that people are taking and using that's far more powerful and serious. So instead of trying to cram that information in here, I'll wait and do it in the next half hour. If that's okay with everybody, 17 after the hour on Good Day.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snack. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. For a limited time only, we're offering unheard of flooring deals at every local store. Get 20% off any laminate floor. Refinished hardwood from 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $1.39. All hand-scraped flooring is on sale. Plus new deals added daily at every local store. Angus Special Extended Financing. Sale is going on now. Don't wait. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a Booking incredible resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.com.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. One example? I thought you might. How about $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar, now just $3.99. Or an AKG vocal mic, just $19. Elisa studio monitors, just $49 a pair. That's just $49 for a pair of studio monitors with a bass so powerful, you'll feel like an angry kangaroo is jumping on your chest. In a good way. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day sale, now through Monday.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with the Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds.
Just say yes next time. And say yes to savings this Labor Day at Sears. I'll save you up to 30% off all Kenmore and Samsung appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
One appliance store helps more people find savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 8/25 to 9/8.
Most schools have started or will start next week, and teachers have a few suggestions on how to improve your children's academic performance. Children and their performance in school, according to the Teacher First group, the organization says that we need to spend 7% more on education. And that's it? That their solution is spend more money on education. Good God. How much money? What happened to, what was it, one child? No, no child left behind. No, not no child. All children have been left behind with that program. Anyway, they want to spend more money. I'm not sure that that's going to fly, frankly. 21 after the hour. This is a good day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. mission by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The day. And sometimes you.
How about we try Nan in Cody, Wyoming, listening to Good Day There. Hi, Nan. How are you today?
I am just yucky. How about yourself?
I am quacking as we speak. Can we quack together? You quack, I'll quack. Go ahead, you quack first.
Quack.
Grabbing your attention and holding it hostage all morning long.
You guys are quackers.
Doug Steffens, Good Day.
So we're going to, here on Good Day at 24 after the hour, discuss the results of yesterday's poll as Paul has released a new single called New. We decided we would want to know, Kenny thought this would be cool, and it is. What is the name of your favorite Beatle? So we're going through the list from number 4 to number 1, and the Beatle that came in least popular in our tablet, anyway, that was John Lennon.
Really?
18%. Of those who supported the individual members of the Beatles group, 18% thought that John was cool or he was the favorite. So he's in the number 4 position. All right, number 3 position belongs to... You don't remember?
No, tell me.
Ringo.
Oh, Ringo.
No, I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on...
Actually, that's not true. I messed up this number myself. All right. That was close. George came in third, and then it was Ringo, and then it was Paul. So you want to do George now, Richie, or not? Considering all the great music they've all done individually as well as collectively, I think this is a hard choice to make, other than Paul being the most popular.
You know, always had. There's always the John and Paul battle.
Yeah.
And then there's the Ringo-George battle for 3 and 4. Hmm. But I find it amazing that John came in least popular on our poll. And, you know, for me, John was just too serious. You know?
I never cared for John.
George was a little serious.
Mostly because of his wife, Yoko.
Yeah.
Royal pain in the butt.
Yeah, she ruined it for him.
Yeah.
But Paul was, not only the most popular one because of the singing and the songwriting.
Yeah, he's easy to get along
just
with.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ringo, how do you not like Ringo?
Yeah.
Ringo's fun. Ringo's a lucky guy.
Yeah, George was very serious. And he was, of all of the guys that were in the Beatles, I think he was the heaviest into drugs. I think it really took its toll.
Ken's the Beatle expert here, but I would tend to agree with you.
Yeah.
Oh, Ringo was much worse.
Was he than George?
Really?
Yeah.
But he cleaned up, didn't he?
He did. Yeah, he did. By the end of the 70s, he did.
Yeah.
he recorded a whole album that he was so out of it that he had to get legal action to stop it from being released.
Really? I didn't know that story. All right, so anyway, terms of the actual numbers, Paul had 29%. That is the question, which is your favorite Beatle, or who's your favorite Beatle? 29% of you said Paul. In terms of next, 27% said Ringo, 26% said George, and 18% said John.
That knocks my socks off. Yeah. That John wasn't second.
Yeah. Go to DougStefan.com. We have posted in the trending box a group of thoughts for food consideration, barbecuing, that sort of thing for the holiday weekend that is upon us. There are a lot of people, and this is why this is practical. You can take it off and put it near your grill. A lot of people grill all year long.
Whether
it's summertime, wintertime.
I absolutely do.
Many people just do it, the traditional barbecuing. But if you like Richie, you may want to keep this. This is very interesting. The most important thing I get out of looking at this list is that you need to heat the grill up to kill all the bacteria on it before you put whatever it is that you're going to cook on the grill.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people don't do that. They put it on, they turn it off. I mean, they turn it on and put the meat on at the same time.
No, you can't do
which
that.
Which is an O.
Pretty, so, baby.
Check it out at DougStefan.com.
A vision of life and death and everything in between. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups. The four-year-old girl is yelling cows in Spanish, and she is chasing a herd of the big animals across a muddy field. Her boots splash in the puddle, and at first it's a charming scene of a child at play. But the scene continues for 6 long minutes. The sky turns to dusk. Lightning flashes in the distance. We realize the child is alone, calling for her mother. Child doesn't seem worried, but we become terrified for her. It's the opening scene of Post Tenebris Lux, a challenging but endlessly rewarding new film from Mexican director Carlos Reigadas. The title is Latin for Light After Darkness, but there seems to be a lot more darkness than light here. A man viciously beats the family dog. Poverty-stricken field workers turn to violent crime. A couple seeks fulfillment at a grim sex club. And a creature that looks a lot like Satan walks through the family's home, peeking through cracked open doors and carrying a toolbox. The narrative seems to drift easily from dreams to reality, from the future to the past. It can all be very confusing. Speaking from his home in Mexico, writer-director Regattas told me that his movies aim to let audiences make many of their own connections. It's not something American moviegoers are used to, but he's hoping they'll catch on.
Among that huge American audience, there's definitely people that are not there to be told what to do all of the time, and that will appreciate being given some air, some freedom, you know, and some space for themselves.
Of course, that approach most likely means we won't soon find a Carlos Reigadas movie in the U.S. box office top 10, and that's fine with him.
I don't make them to make money. I think money can come as a byproduct, of course, and I appreciate it, of course. But the main reason is not to be loved, not to be a huge entertainer. I do them because I want to share part of what you can call vision.
Post Tenebris Lux, one of the most visionary movies of recent years, is on DVD.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Stephen, good day program. A lot of things to talk about in this half hour of the program, so let's get at it. Ken Kessler monitoring our social media and commenting when he feels to. Richie, a little more liberal in his commentary because he feels to, and he feels to. You know what I mean? He just feels.
Absolutely, I feel to.
All right, so how do you feel about the NBC poll that says Americans are more than skeptical of any intervention in Syria? I don't see that that's a big hello. There's no heavy lifting involved in that. Most Americans, yeah. Most people everywhere in the world that are asked this question say the same thing.
Hey, listen, we all know that one of the reasons President Obama was able to win the election is because of the shell shock from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Mm.
And there's still that shell
the
shock.
The first time around, you mean?
The first time around, oh. Yeah. So, you know, the Americans had this shell shock about diving into something that they're not, you know, we don't want to see people get gassed, but are we really sure of who did this? Could it have been Al-Qaeda? Mm. Could it have been the rebels?
Yeah. Moving now and doing this now is not a good move at all, period, end of story. 888-302-3684. Comments to facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Doug@DougStephan.com, Rich@DougStephan.com, Ken@DougStephan.com. The girls will be back on Monday. Meanwhile, there is another story that is of interest, I think, from England. A high court order there this week allows the police to continue inspecting the material that the authorities seized from Mr. What's his face? Greenway? What's the guy from The Guardian? Greenlaw? Kenny, what's his name?
The reporter?
Yeah.
Greenwald.
Greenwald, that's it. So his partner was stopped, as you remember, last week. And spent 9 hours being examined, interrogated, looked through all of his computers, yada, yada, yada. And so this guy, Greenwald, took the government to court, said, you have no right to do this. And a high court says, yeah, we do. And so we will. So
they have the Constitution there.
They don't have a Constitution, but they have laws.
Yeah.
And so they go by the law. They have no Constitution. England has no Constitution. You're subject to the Queen or the monarch. And that's the reality.
Right.
Okay. What other things here that greatly affect your life and well-being? I don't know if this affects your life. I try to focus on things that are going to affect you directly, indirectly. When I see these things, what it does is send me into a place that I'm not happy to be. So in order to make myself feel better, I'm going to tell you this story. All right, and this is completely, but when you hear the story, you will want to throttle something that's inanimate that's close to you. You want to throw something. The police in Phoenix yesterday say a father whose infant son died after being left in a parked car is suspected of smoking marijuana. He was out of the car smoking a joint. He left the kid in the car. 31-year-old Daniel Bryant Gray was booked, charged with manslaughter and child abuse. His three-month-old son died in the car after this a-hole went to a sports bar and went in. Supposedly, he was not on duty. He works in this bar, but he went in to pal around with some of his co-workers, and it was 100 degrees outside. The interior of the car was much higher.
Stupid he had to be.
The father said he was distracted and forgot about the boy. Give me a break. They found out he was in smoking a joint with one of his co-workers. This guy deserves to go to jail for the rest of his life.
Yeah, one of a couple things usually happens here. A, it's just a tragic case where, oh, I'm going to work today, or I'm going here today, and I forgot I was supposed to jog, and I just totally forgot about the kid because they were sleeping in the back. Yeah. That happens a lot in these cases. Yeah. And B, you're on drugs or drunk.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't have this. I'm not sorry.
They had a woman here that just, I mean, it's so tragic. She obviously didn't mean to leave her kid, and that she just forgot he was back there, got out, went into the store, went into work or something like that. And so she went through the whole process of being charged, and then they just basically let her go because it was just a tragic, stupid mistake.
2020 News Quiz question. Everybody ready?
Sure.
I'm going to give you a little extra time because it's 22 before the hour, so normally we'd give you 4, 5, 6, 7 minutes, sometimes as much as 20 minutes. That's the whole idea of the 2020 News Quiz question. Most of the time I ask the question around 20 after. I want the answer a little before 20 of, but I'll give you a few more minutes. Got two questions, actually.
Okay.
888-302-3684, and they are both related. The prices for real estate are better in some states now, a little bit better, depending on where you are. So what I'm going to do is give you four choices for the most reasonably priced real estate and four choices for the most expensive real estate. You pick out the cities that are, yeah, I guess we'll do cities. Let's do cities. We'll do cities. Four cities are options for the most reasonably priced real estate. Four cities are options for the most expensive real estate. Everybody ready for the question?
Sure, fire away.
These are the cities. One of them has the most reasonably priced real estate. Is it Cleveland, Pittsburgh, San Antonio, or Indianapolis? Cleveland, Pittsburgh, San Antonio, or Indianapolis? Which city?
Can I guess?
No.
I have no idea what the answer is.
3023684. No, but you might come up with the right answer, and that screws it all up.
Well, you don't have to tell me if I'm right.
No.
Indianapolis.
Eight.
That's my guess.
888-302-3684. It's like
I'm going to play along.
Whopper room. Here we go. Here's the list of the most expensive real estate. One of these four is the most expensive city in which to live. Everybody ready?
I changed my mind. Ready? Pittsburgh.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. How do we want to do this? All right. This is a very interesting reality. All of these cities are in California. The most expensive real estate is either in San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco, or San Jose. Which of those four cities is the most expensive in which to purchase real estate? All right, so we got two parts of the question. 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. Swell prize if you come up with the right answer.
Could be.
We want to know, would you stop it? You're getting it.
These drugs you're taking
for cancer got to be affecting your brain.
Yeah, my brain was gone long ago.
Reasonably priced real estate. Most reasonable is Indianapolis, San Antonio, Pittsburgh, or Cleveland. And the most expensive real estate is San Diego, San Jose, San Francisco, or Los Angeles.
Pittsburgh and San Francisco.
888-302. Aren't you going to be in getting treatment next week?
I am. Tuesday. You'll have no more of me for a couple of days.
888-302-3684.
I haven't told you this, but I go get chemo injections just so I can get a break from you for a few days.
Really?
Yeah.
Works both ways now.
Yeah, it does. It's great.
Maybe I'll start getting an injection or something. See, the problem with me is I'm here every day, all day, 5 or 6 hours. I'm going through it, and I have Kenny's the only one who sort of keeps the lid on it.
Yeah.
Jennifer just likes to stir the pot with all of us. Roberta is a pot. to be stirred. You are too lately. I mean, you've always kind of been a pain in the neck.
That's my job.
But now you're getting to be more of a pain.
I just worry
about...
What
is this, the sympathy? You think people are going to be more sympathetic to you?
Cause I don't care. You know what? I don't want anybody's pity.
But you don't deserve an error because you're going to be fine.
But you know what? I do have to say, I get emails every day from our friends out there. And it's amazing, the support. And it's really, really, really helpful. Yeah. Very helpful.
It is. Right. Now...
to move along.
No, I'm just thinking. Wait, then say thank you and shut up for a while, and let's keep moving.
No, I still keep you in line.
302-3684. All right, so we'll get the answer to the most reasonably priced real estate, most expensive real estate. I actually had some other health care. And by golly, I'm going to get to this, the news about those people who can't get a good night's sleep. A lot of people have set goals. They want to change their bodies. They want to better their minds. I will tell you something. This CrossFit thing is doing amazing things for my already beautiful body, Richie. Wait till you see
a tough workout.
A tough workout.
Yeah.
But I can feel it. I can see it. And it's great because I'm sort of getting my body back to where it was when I was in my 20s and 30s. And you can do that. And I can feel it, sense it, and know that that's where I'm going. But you just got to be focused. And there's a certain wimp factor. If you go to the gym and lift weights, or you do the machines or whatever it is, there's one effect. But this thing, you can't eliminate any of the routines because nobody will let you. And you work as a team. That's the thing that is really interesting. You work as a team pushing tires over. I had a belt that was attached to a tire, and I had to run up the street with a tire behind me. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I have a friend who does that, and it got him in great shape.
Yeah.
It really did. And the team thing is what I love about Taekwondo is, you know, you're not going by yourself. You're there with 10 other people, and it keeps you accountable, and it pushes you.
Okay, so what else do we want to do? We want to make sure that our teeth, the whole body's got to look great. You want to improve your life by having your smile whiter. It's never been easier. Time now for you to try Power Swabs, the world's first tooth detergent. It works on crowns, veneers, caps, bonding, whatever. Whatever you got in your mouth, you'll get them whiter. Your smile will be stain-free with ultra-white, super-fast power swabs that are available right now. And the cool thing is, it works quickly, 5 minutes a day, and you're really on your way. It's clinically proven. A dentist developed all of this stuff. No sensitivity whatsoever. I can go through the benefits of this until the cows come home. The better part of this is you're just going to look better, and you'll feel better about the way you look. Call 800-865-7602 for power swabs. And mention Doug Steffen, you will get a stain-out quick stick as a free bonus for buying the Power Swabs kit right now, 800-865-7602. So it's a great deal all the way around, and you are going to look, honestly, when you look better, you feel better. And this just makes common sense. 800-865-7602, Power Swabs, whiten that smile up by starting today.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. For a limited time only, we're offering unheard-of flooring deals at every local store. Get 20% off any laminate floor. Refinished hardwood from 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $1.39. All hand-scraped flooring is on sale. Plus new deals added daily at every local store. Angus Special Extended Financing. Sale is going on now. Don't wait. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
How long do you expect to work? A recent study by Northwestern Mutual found that 1 in 3 Americans expect to work into their 70s, and 1 in 10 will work past 80. Part of that may be by choice, but studies show strong evidence that retirement is being delayed out of necessity. Rebecca Barsh at Northwestern Mutual in Milwaukee, Wisconsin explains.
We found that over half of Americans say they are financially prepared to live just until age 75 based on their current situation and saving strategy. That number drops to 44% of those who say they're prepared to live to age 85, and only about one-third of Americans feel financially prepared to live to age 95.
That's a big contrast.
Bob, it's a powerful illustration of how far behind people are feeling about retirement, so it's critical to have a comprehensive plan in place to achieve long-term financial security. That means having your money last as long as you do.
For more information on your roadmap to retirement, visit NorthwesternMutual.com. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all now, I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's Labor Day Savings 3-Day Sale, Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
All right, so from the peanut gallery, you know, Kenny, you're getting the social media stuff and people are sending me email. Here's a comment from one of the more notable members of the peanut gallery suggesting that bombing Syria for gassing its people, what is the benefit here? Will not more people be harmed? And
I mean, it's not like you're going to be bombing a mall. You'd be bombing some kind of military.
Yeah, so what, there are no civilians around the military camp? And who knows, again, back to what you said, which is maybe the most cogent comment, nobody really knows because they haven't got the proof of who actually did this.
That's what we're supposed to find out in the release of these papers. But, you know, who knows? It could be Al-Qaeda just in there stirring it up, trying to get
But end of the circumstance, more people will be harmed. The last word in the comment is morons.
Well, I mean, surgical strikes are a whole different thing than, okay, let's just start bombing everything.
I think there are too many questions here. This is a bad move all the way around. No, 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 no. James is in Russellville, Arkansas. Where's the most reasonably priced real estate, the most expensive real estate, James? Where's James? Richie, have you fallen asleep again?
Where's he's there.
James, you're not there or you are there? James is
next.
There. All right. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
All right. So where's the most reasonably priced real estate? The cities in contention are Cleveland, Pittsburgh, San Antonio, and Indianapolis.
Cleveland.
Cleveland is the correct answer. All right, so you're halfway there. Where is the most expensive real estate? San Diego, Los Angeles, San Jose, or San Francisco?
San Jose.
You're very good. That is correct. The most reasonably priced homes in America can be found in Cleveland. Of course, it's a good thing they listen to you. Mm. And the most expensive real estate in the country can be found in San Jose. That's where Silicon Valley is. The price, Richie, a house like yours, which is worth what, $400 where you are?
$500.
Worth $900 in San Jose. That's how much it costs to buy a place in San Jose. It just, that whole area there is a boom town. All right, so all right, you did a nice job. Hold on a second. We'll take good care of you. All right, I'm determined to at least get a little bit of information here. And now what did I do? Here it is. The problem that now, well, how much time have we got? We only got 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Damn it, I can't do this. The states, all right, so I'll just...
6 hours just isn't enough time for you, Doug.
Well, because you've been distracting me with
that's right.
Penny on the sidewalk deals.
Fun. Leave me alone.
I know. Well, anyway, so someday I'll get to this because it's a good health story as much as anything else. A lot of people don't sleep well and are doing things they ought not to be doing. However, I'm not going to have time to tell you that because Richie screwed things up.
That's right.
51 after on Good Day.
All my fault.
Yep.
Yeah.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Song had come, was this song made for this movie? I didn't realize that. The Black Eyed Peas from the movie Night and Day, which I have a hard time in my mind thinking this movie is 3 years old. It was a Tom Cruise, Cameron Diaz movie. It was a good action flick, but 3 years ago? My God, where in the world does the time go? This is a song by the Black Eyed Peas called Someday. Chucker is here, a movie man. This movie, this song was done for this movie specifically? I didn't know that.
Anybody? I don't know. You know, it was probably used in the end credits, maybe. I don't remember the song being used.
But you like
I didn't
that?
Like the movie. I didn't like the film. I don't like the tone. It was too...
Really?
It had no edge to it.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was good. It was typical what you'd get. I mean, it's just a run-of-the-mill hamburger kind of movie with a decent ending. The two of them are all, in real life, are friends. They have good chemistry together. They've done a few movies, and I thought it was an okay. I actually liked the movie. But then that's what makes the world go around, people with different opinions, Chucker. We are looking for facts, though, now, not opinions. When you dial this up at 888-302-3684, you are going to be asked to identify a movie from which we will play three on-air clips, three audio pieces from the movie. This is because, by the way, Cameron Diaz is 41 today. The fellow who starred in this movie is 64 tomorrow, thus the focus on the movie. You'll probably recognize it pretty quickly. Let's see how well you do. Here's the first clue.
I need to hear that again.
Oh, yeah, that's too fast. Play it again.
I ain't gonna quit.
Is he saying Kenny ain't gonna quit?
Yes.
Okay.
I got it.
You know the movie?
Yeah.
Chucky, you know the movie?
No, too quick. I need
really? All right, give him the next clue, Richie.
I don't want anyone to love me. I just want out.
888. You got it now, Chucker? No, he doesn't.
I ain't going to quit is the gimme.
All right, play the last one, Richie.
Yeah.
You can forget it. You're out. Don't you do it. Don't you. I got nowhere else to go!
Alright. Mayonnaise wasn't in this movie, was he?
That was it.
Was Mayonnaise in this movie?
That was it.
Huh.
That was his name, his character name.
Yeah, okay.
Mayonnaise.
888-30. Well, I mean, he's been the guy playing the officer has been in so many of these movies. I forget which one is which. What?
He's 64 years old today.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah,
not the officer.
Well, he was an officer, but he was a younger officer than the officer we're talking about.
Away.
Yeah. 888-302-3683.
The other guy.
We need the women back to calm things down here a little bit. All right, anyway, so if you got it figured out, we'll get to your answer in Trucker's prediction. What's going to do well at the box office this weekend? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Let's get it started.
Start school tech ready at Office Max. You can save $100 on all touchscreen laptops and tablets over $400. This great discount includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in store or at OfficeMax.com.
Let's get it started. Ah,
Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 31st. Restrictions apply.
888-302-3684 to identify the movie. Chucker has the weekend forecast for what's going to do well at the box office. What do you say, pal?
I don't think anything's going to do that well at the box office. Doug. Two new films open nationwide. One is this movie, Getaway, with Ethan Hawke and Selena Gomez, and also what John Boyd plays the villain. A lot of advertising with films tracking very poorly.
Why?
$6 million opening week.
What's the matter?
I don't know. Let me ask you a question. Would you go to pay to see a movie with Selena Gomez? I don't think I would.
Well, I don't care about her, but I'd be interested in John Boyd playing the bad guy. That I might be interested in seeing. Have you noticed that he's working more now than seemingly
a lot?
He really is. He's all over the place. Anyway,
okay, if you want to see John Boyd, watch Showtime's Ray Donovan. He's terrific on that program.
Baddie well,
the
there too.
Is that, what's that?
He's a baddie there too, isn't he?
He's a complicated villain though. It's really a very good character. One of the best characters he's played.
By the way, I met him once. He's a tall, skinny dude. I never realized how tall he was. You can't tell that from looking at the movies. Very tall and very thin.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He and Shatner are pals. All right, go ahead. Keep going.
Also opening is a One Direction's concert 3D movie. This is coming in around a $14 million opening. Some movie news of interest. Actor James Spader cast as the main villain, Ultron, in the highly anticipated Avengers 2.
Yeah.
All right,
tell everybody, save the rest of it for next week. Mike, what's the name of that movie?
Officer and a Gentleman.
That's right. So the officer, the young officer is Richard Gere, and the old officer is, what's the black actor's name in all of those?
Lou Gossett Jr.
Lou Gossett Jr. He's great in those things. 59 after on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.